go back to the halachas of kashrus. Something that is perhaps a common occurrence, doesn't happen every day, but it happens, where things spill underneath pots that are on a surface, not on a stove necessarily, we'll get to, that's a possibility, but usually on a countertop. You have a pot sitting on a countertop and something spills the opposite. Right, you have a fleshig pot sitting on the counter, and some milk spills under the pot. So there are six variations of what the situation can be, and the halacha changes accordingly. Okay, the first possibility is that the pot is hot, and the liquid that spilled is hot. In other words, you have a pot of chicken soup. Hot pot of chicken soup sitting on the counter, and some hot milk pours under it, around it. So, first of all, let's see the dynamics of it. The countertop is cold, and when the liquid hits the countertop, that's considered like it being in a klisheni. The countertop cools it off. So, even if it's Yad Soledis Bo, it could be a klisheni, can't cook. It can impart some taste, but it can't cook. So in any case, so now the halacha is like this. So if the pot is hot and the liquid that flows under it is also hot, so the pot for sure has to be kashered. Because the pot came in hot contact with the opposite liquid. The fleshika chicken soup pot came in contact with hot milk, so the pot has to be kashered, okay? The countertop has to be kashered, because the countertop was obviously a fleshika one, because that's what you put a fleshika pot on, and now hot milk poured on the countertop, so if you want to put things on that countertop again, you have to kosher it first. Now the food in the pot, that's the shaila. So some hold, since a klisheni, that's the liquid now that fell onto the counter, it didn't fall directly on the pot, it fell on the counter and then hit the pot. So since the food is considered like it's in a klisheni, so the klisheni can only affect to a klipa. The pot is the klipa. So nothing goes beyond the, what's it called, the pot. So the pot has to be kosher, but the food inside is kosher. There is another opinion that says that unless the food in the pot is 60 times as much as the milk that came in contact with the pot, then you have to throw away the food too. The reason being that they hold that klisheni can impart more of a taste than a klipa, and therefore, since the pot is hot and the food is hot, was hot, yatsa lettuce bow, it goes farther than past the pot and affects the food also. Okay. Lamaisa, with other possible variations, sometimes will be mat to the food, sometimes not, and shiaska shayla. So that's the first possible thing. The pot and the liquid that spilled is hot. There, for sure, the pot has to be kashered, the countertop has to be kashered, and the food is a shayla. Okay, next possible thing. It's a hot pot, but the liquid, cold milk, spilt under a hot chicken soup pot, okay, on a fleshiger counter. So the pot has to be kashered, because the pot was hot and came in contact with the milk. Okay. However, since the bottom, in other words, the spill, which is under the pot, is cold, so we say that the bottom is the ikur, tato govar. Right, and therefore it surely doesn't go into the pot more than a klipa. Therefore the food in this case is for sure okay. Nobody holds it's not okay. So again, where the pot is hot and the liquid underneath is cold, the milk, cold milk, under a hot pot on a surface that itself has no heat. The pot has to be koshered. The countertop, l'chor over here, doesn't have to be kosher because it only came in contact with cold milk, and the food is kosher. Next possibility. The pot is cold and the liquid's hot. You have a pot of chicken soup that you didn't put on the fire yet. It's cold. And hot milk spilled under it. So the milk is hot and the what's it called, and the counter is what's it called, is fleshy. So now, since you have hot milk that came in contact with the countertop, it's mevashel kadei klipa. You have to kosher the countertop by ivri, by pouring boiling water after 24 hours. The what's it called? The pot, the food for sure is okay, right? And the shaila now is only legabi the pot. Could be that since the what's it called, the liquid hit the surface, that it doesn't have a koach of being mevashel anything anymore, since the pot itself is cold, and therefore it doesn't even enter into the pot at all, and even the pot's okay. The food for sure is okay. So here the shaila is maybe the pot's okay too. That's a machlokas, and there again, depending on the conditions, how hot the milk was, whatever, it may change. Some hold that the pot at least has to be kosher. Some hold in that situation where the pot is cold, the liquid's hot, onto a cold surface, that could be the what's it called, that even the pot doesn't have to be kosher. Okay, next possibility. Those are three possibilities where the spill was on a cold surface, on a countertop. What happens if the spill was on a hot surface? Blech. Okay, you have hot chicken soup on the blech, and milk spilled on the blech. Okay, so first of all, the blech has to be kosher, right? It's hot or whatever, that for sure. Okay, that's now the different possibilities. The hot, the pot and the liquid are hot. And the surface is hot. Okay? So here, the pot has to be koshered, the blech has to be koshered, and the food is treif. You have to throw it away. Unless there's 60 times as much food than the spill, then it could be it's okay. Okay. Next possibility. It's a cold pot, right? And the liquid is hot. That's spilled under it. Okay? And the surface is hot. So then, what's it called? The pot has to be koshered. The food is treif, right? Even though the pot is cold, but lamaisa, it's not a cliché anymore. The blech, which is hot, we're talking about the blech is yatzal edisba. So the food now falls into a kli rishon. So it's a kli rishon that heated up the cold pot, and therefore the liquid goes farther than a klipa, affects the food. The pot's treif. The food is treif, the blech is treif. Okay, in that situation. Last possibility, it's a hot pot, but the liquid's cold. Okay? It's still, what's it called, considered like a hot liquid. Because once it hits the hot blech, it gets heated up. So therefore, again, everything is treif. So where the surface that the spills onto is yad soledisbo, is hot, then usually everything has to be kosher. Where the surface is cold, there it's possible that the food will be okay in a situation where the, what's it called, where the spill is cold and the pot was hot, and even possibly where the spill is hot and the pot is cold also. Okay, but if they're both hot, then the food is treif. Okay, any questions on this? Yeah.
I have a question. What if it's your cholent that's on the blech, and everything is declared treif, but this is your only food that you're having for Shabbos, is your big cholent? Does that change anything?
Yeah, you should go eat by your neighbor. it could change something. In the case where the blech is hot, probably won't change anything. In the cases where there's an argument whether what's it called, the food becomes treif or not, right? there may be a reason to be makel and go like the opinions that say that the food doesn't become treif. But if it's a situation where it's on the blech, where everybody holds that the food becomes treif, then even if it's the only thing you have to eat, it's treif. Right? It's, yeah.
I just wanted to clarify, blech in itself, is it something milchik or fleshik? I mean, sometimes we could put a milchik pot on or a fleshik.
No, usually a blech you use for cholent, for...
If you have shavuos, then you have a milchik pot.
Yes, you shouldn't put on the blech.
You can't use the same one. If it's dry, I mean, there's no...
Even if it's dry, something mamish fleshik, you know, the lechatchila, you don't put even dry things to touch milchik and fleshik. The blech, basically, is fleshik. Things, but it'll spill over it all the time.
It doesn't, but
the chatchila, you can't touch milchik and fleshik pots to get hot pots together. So mele, the blech is considered like a fleshik pot, and if you put a milchik pot on it, even dry, it may not asser it, but you're not allowed to do it with the chatchila.
What about a parav and a...
Parav is a different story.
But
a parav is only if you can use it for parav. If you can use that parav stuff with milchiks, you shouldn't put it on directly on the blech either.
What about an electric plata? Is that any different than a
Shiatzel lettuce bowl, and you use it normally for fleishiks? Also no different.
What do you do for Shavuos?
Put aluminum foil down.
Can you put a piece of aluminum foil on a blech too?
Yeah. You put aluminum foil and put it on top of the aluminum foil. It's all dry.
Does it matter if you spill coffee, which is mostly water, and just has a little milk in it?
Does it matter? Yeah, it matters how much milk is in the thing to how you figure out the 60 times as much. Right? If it's only 2 drops of milk in a cup of coffee, you don't need 60 cups in the pot, you just need 60 drops. What?
120.
120?
That was 2 drops.
What about, my electric plata, it's a plata or a blech, when it's electrified that you put on
it? It's,
the electric one that you buy.
The electric one, Lagabi Shabbos, it's somewhere in between.
Right,
it's,
the electric one.
But it's with the Gabi Kashrus, it's fleishik.
Right, but what about if you put a pan on top of it? Like, you have pans that you put on top of it that you put everything on. How does it change if something falls in one of those pans rather than directly on the blech?
It depends. If the pans are hot, more than yatzel lettuce bones, that's the same thing.
The same as
Hilchus Shabbos, there may be a difference between an electric thing or a blech on top of the stove, but Lagabi Kashrus, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Any other questions?
I remember that that hot liquids are mitpapeya from one side of the pot to the other. Exactly what are the circumstances that this works?
When it's... No, that we say that something that is absorbed when it's from a Kli Rishon or whatever into a hot pot or whatever, so it permeates the whole pot from one side to the other, not just a spot where it touched.
Liquid has to be hot itself also.
Yeah, it has to be. It depends. If it's from a Kli Rishon, then it gets. If it's not, then it's only a Kli Sheni, then a Kli Sheni is not Mavashal. It only affects a Klipa. Then we don't say it's Mefapeya and the whole thing. It accepts only. It only affects that Klipa. Okay.